Okay. Basically, what this file does is it makes you worried about having accidents in bed, and the more worried you get, the more likely you become to wear diapers at night, and the more you wear diapers at night, the more accidents you have in bed. And that's pretty much all there is to it. So, pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do. Just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. All I'm trying to do is put you into a nice, deep trance, and I'm hoping to do so whether or not you're aware of it. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen only to one voice that is telling you something or asking you to do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to, and it's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself go and relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It will feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much, that all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stay away from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself doing some of the things that I've told you to do. And every time you do one of these things, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit more into trance. And even if you try to resist or not do it, you may still find these things happening anyway. That's because your subconscious is listening, and it wants these things to happen. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax, that it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move, that it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice, that's all you're doing. And every so often, you'll also find yourself doing what I suggest, and as you do so, you'll find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it goes straight into your subconscious. There isn't any way to get around that. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's also a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, whether you think about it or not, parts of you relax just a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything, but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do. Just continue listening. And although you may not have thought about it much, by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply such a very easy thing to do. And as you continue to listen to me, you'll find it harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself, and if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into trance. A nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there's already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly, deeper and deeper, taking you down so much deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice just seems to slip away, and disappear from your mind. The rest of the world, the rest of your body, they're both starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you, just slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding your surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you down to a nice, safe, deep trance that you may not have even realized you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd simply stop listening. But you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say. And you want, deep down inside, to be in a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying. Shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there's absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed on my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you have reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down, further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now, downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my words only. 4. Sinking away. The conscious world is going away more and more with every word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away into oblivion, till there is only my voice that you are hearing, and only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you. As I speak them, you listen. You listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them, totally and completely, without thought, you just, simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused on my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient. Just totally focused on my voice. Just nice and deep and relaxed. Just listen and relax. Now, there's something you've probably noticed before, and even if you haven't, it's still true. You're a little bit paranoid about wetting the bed. It seems to be something that bothers you awful lot. In fact, it's bothering you more and more. You can't seem to stop thinking about how humiliating it would be to have an accident while you sleep. You're so worried about it that after a while you're going to find yourself wearing diapers to bed just in case you do have an accident. After all, you are so very, very worried about wetting the bed. You're afraid that you're going to have an accident, that one night you'll fall asleep and you won't be wearing diapers, and you'll have an accident right there in the bed. And that, of course, would be very, very humiliating, very embarrassing. What if somebody found out? What if somebody saw? It would be so terribly embarrassing to have an accident while in bed. So it's better, yes, it's much, much better to just wear diapers. In fact, if you wear them, you'll feel so very, very much safer. Yes, that's right. If you wear diapers to bed, you can't have an accident. There's no way. The diapers would take care of it. So it would be so much safer if you did that than if you went to bed wearing underwear or nothing at all. If you go to bed without protection, you might have an accident. And if you have an accident, that would be very, very humiliating. So it is so much better, so much safer, so much smarter to just simply wear diapers to bed. Now, of course, if you do wear diapers to bed, it's probably just a matter of time before you wet your diaper. And once you've wet them once, it'll probably happen again. So now you know that you're going to wet the bed. That's right. If you don't wear diapers, you're going to wet the bed. The moment you've had one accident, you'll probably have to have more. And if you have more accidents, then it's probably best if you just simply always wear diapers to bed. Yes, that's right. It's probably best if you wear diapers to bed as part of your nightly routine. Yes, that is the safest way. That is the best way. After all, if you fail to wear them, there's a chance you'll have an accident. A very, very good chance. So, if you don't want the humiliation, the embarrassment of having an accident in your bed, yes, you don't want that to happen. In fact, that fear seems to be growing inside of you each and every day that you might have just a little accident, that you might have one in the middle of the night while you're asleep. And of course, if you did, that would be so, so terribly humiliating. You don't want that sort of humiliation. You don't want that sort of embarrassment. You do not want it at all. And the only way to avoid it, the only way to avoid it, is to simply wear diapers to bed. That's right. If you wear a diaper, you can't have an accident because you will already be protected. And if you're protected, then you're safe. It's so much easier. It's so much smarter. It's so much safer if you just simply wear a diaper to bed. Of course, if you do wear a diaper to bed, it'll probably increase the chance of you actually having an accident, but you'll be having it in the diaper, so it's really not going to matter. You're so much safer, so much smarter if you just simply wear diapers to bed. Yes, that's right. That's the best thing for you to do. Just simply wear them. That way you'll be completely and utterly safe. Safe from the embarrassment and humiliation of having an accident, because then, if you do have an accident, you'll be covered, you'll be safe, you'll have nothing to worry about. Now, wearing diapers will probably increase the number of accidents you have. After all, since you're wearing them, you'll already be safe, so there's nothing that's going to keep you from having more accidents in your diapers. But you're protected, you're covered. Of course, should you try to stop wearing diapers, well, that could be a problem, because once you start having accidents, there's no real way to stop having them. That's right. So, rather than having them, it's probably the very best thing to do for you to just simply wear diapers to bed from now on. That will make you safer than anything else. That will be so much better than anything else. You'll have nothing to worry about. You'll feel completely safe and secure when you have your accidents, and everything will be just right. So go ahead, wear your diapers to bed, feel safe and secure, and know that you have absolutely nothing to worry about. Just keep wearing them. Wear them for the rest of your life. You'll be safe. You'll never have to worry. You'll never have to suffer any embarrassment or humiliation from having an accident, because you'll be protected. You'll be covered. You'll have nothing to worry about. It's so much better than taking that chance, having that risk that you might have an accident, an embarrassment, a humiliation. No, there's no point in letting that happen. It's so much easier, so much better, to just simply wear them each and every night to bed. That way you're safe from now on. And now it is time. Time for you to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. One, waking up. Two, more and more awake. Three, closer and closer. Four, almost there. Five, refreshed and awake, and I hope you enjoyed.